All right, welcome everybody to another fantastic episode of the Levin Podcast. My name is Kristen Blazek, and I'm coordinator of student recruitment for the College of Urban Affairs for as long as it's called the College of Urban Affairs, TBD coming down the line. I am here always with my trusted partner in this, Molly. Molly, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you want to tell us again who you are?
Yes, again. Again and again. My name is Molly Schnoke. I am with the Levin College's Center for Community Planning and Development, and I am Kristen's partner in crime in this endeavor.
Yes, partner in crime and partner in exercising. You will see us frequently walking around the campus at a high pace discussing general topics of the day.
And planning podcasts.
All right. So here today, we have a couple of guests. I want to start with Irina. Could you introduce yourself?
Thank you and hello. My name is Irene Lendl, and I direct the Center for Economic Development, which is the research unit at Urban. And we also are a designated Economic Development Administration University Center. Where we conduct various research using grants and funding from the Economic Development Administration to support our region in fleshing out important issues for Northeast Ohio and Ohio. I wish I would exercise with you daily, so.
We'll add you on.
To walk around the campus, please.
Yeah.
That's right. It'll be like the Levin group of walkers.
Yes.
All right. So we also have Brett. Welcome, Brett from TRC. Can you do you want to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. My name is Brett Rubinek, and I'm president and CEO of Transportation Research Center Incorporated, which may be, in some people's estimation, I've been told this, the greatest secret in Ohio. Our company is nearly 50 years old, located in East Liberty, Ohio. We serve all sectors of mobility. And what does that mean? Everything from scooters to tractor trailers. We've done drone testing. And at the core of our mission is safety. So if we look back over the past 50 years and you've ever touched something like a seatbelt or ABS brakes or a backup camera or airbags, I could go on and on, rear view mirrors. Work has been done proving those technologies and more out at TRC.
Awesome. I'm a fan of the seatbelt, for sure.
As are we.
And then last but not least, we have, is it Jonathan or do you want to go by John?
Jonathan, please.
Okay. You want to introduce yourself to us?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Hello, everyone. So again, my name is Jonathan Bridges. I'm the managing director of automotive at Jobs Ohio, which is the state of Ohio's lead economic development entity. And we focus on economic growth for the state of Ohio. Primarily, I focus in the automotive space. And we do that through attracting capital investment and job growth with various companies that are in our state, and then hoping to attract new companies into our state to grow the economy.
Awesome. So three very different people here today. What brings you all together?
The Transportation Research Center.
I was going to say economic development in the state of Ohio.
Oh, that's interesting where they intersect.
Good research and people to know about good research done at universities on the local economy to understand our economic development prospects.
So tell us how transportation, economic development and research here all come together in what you guys have been and working on and recently released.
So if it's okay with Jonathan and Irina, maybe I'll start and just do a little more of a snippet about the history of TRC. Sure. And can we get there that way?
Yes.
Jonathan and Irina? Yep. So you mentioned Molly Transportation. Ohio obviously has a rich history in delivering transportation means, technologies, innovation to the world, everything from space to aerospace to automotive. And way back in the late 1960s, the brainchild of Governor Rhodes, he thought, I could drive economic development if I built this campus solely focused on innovations in transportation. Boom. Transportation Research Center in the early 1970s. And we've continued to grow from what was originally a 50-acre asphalt pad called a vehicle dynamics area to 4,500 acres and hundreds of miles of varying surfaces. And I've never counted the number of buildings on campus, but I would say dozens of buildings that house labs where we do everything from corrosion testing to studying child safety seats for clients like USDOT and NHTSA. We also work across academia as well as industry. We have roughly 800 clients on our roster. And we're an independent 501c3, which I think makes us a little interesting as well, in that we are a not-for-profit. And as I said at kind of the top, we've touched all of the innovations, and now we're looking towards the next 50 years of transportation. And the year that Irina studied, thankfully, because of the partnership with Jobs Ohio, was the year that we cut the ribbon on our Smart Center, which is our 540-acre campus for automated and connected vehicles. And that kind of got the ball rolling on this conversation. Am I being accurate, Jonathan and Irina?
I think that is absolutely accurate. I'll jump in a little bit. I mean, all the things that Brett has said historically about the Transportation Research Center and what, you know, the Transportation Research Center is doing currently, what they plan to do in the future, from a economic development standpoint, at least in my automotive space, I mean, what we want to do is, you know, attract companies in to recognize the value of Ohio, the value of Ohio assets, and hope that they figure that this is a great place for them to set up an operation, that Ohio has great people that can support them from a workforce standpoint. They have, you know, not only blue collar, but white collar. So again, you know, we provide the ecosystem. And when you get beyond that, it's, you know, well, what can I do from a business standpoint? And so the Transportation Research Center being, you know, I think I would echo Breton saying that, you know, one of the premier institutions, you know, definitely in our nation for research in the automotive space. And so what we recognize as Ohioans, we know our secret, but we want to spread that secret, if you will. And so part of the reason why we engaged in the research with Cleveland State, one being a hometown asset, Cleveland State as they are, but two, having the capabilities and expertise in economic impact studies, we often rely on them to be a validator of third party, independent research to provide some insight as to what we think we know they can validate for us. And so recognizing the asset that Transportation Research Center provides, and we went to Cleveland State to help us better understand how the center has benefited the state and the region overall.
And I love my job because I'm privileged to work with doers like TRC and great supporters like Jobs Ohio, and I'm helping both to turn anecdotal and well-known evidence into the number-supported evidence. And I love to do that with engagement of students who are thrilled to work in studies like that, when from, you know, take an education at Ohio, they can see great opportunities for the economy in Ohio. And hopefully we are encouraging them to stay in our states and join this wonderful workforce that creates this absolutely impressive economic benefits for their region and for the entire state.
So you were looking at economic benefits for the state of transportation research, right? For the state of Ohio.
Exactly.
So what did you find?
Well, we found the economic impact for both the six county region, which is the immediate area surrounding the center, but also for the state of Ohio. And for the state of Ohio, we found that the while the TRC directly employs 457 employees, the overall economic impact they create on the state economy is employing or giving jobs to more than 674 people. They create impressive labor income because of the level of skills of the workforce they employ. It's about $35 million annually just from their operations. We're talking only about annual operations right now. They create the worth of the state economy at about $127 million annually. And I think these numbers are better to be spilled in some sensible proportion. For example, every dollar that is spent on TRC operation creates another additional dollar in the state economy across the whole state. And it creates also about 10 cents paid in various level of taxes. And these taxes fund our infrastructure, economic development projects, our schools, our, you know, all what government is building and giving us from those taxes. Every two workers hired at TRC engage and create additional job, two for one additional across the state of Ohio. And every 50 cents paid, every dollar paid to TRC worker create additional 50 cents paid to somebody else in the state of Ohio. I think these are pretty impressive numbers.
Those are very impressive numbers.
And I should say that why Jobs Ohio and TRC came to us, because we are very, very rigorous in how we calculate this impact. We just took money that basically comes to Ohio and stay in Ohio. We don't even calculate what might be leaking from Ohio, which is inevitable because we are in an economy, you know, where states exchange this economic benefit. So these are hard numbers for what comes to Ohio and stay here as a benefit.
So it's a conservative impact model.
Yes.
And you're just talking about 1 year, right?
And that's an annual operation. So it's for every year. And although when we're talking about the jobs, it's most likely the same jobs that are sustained over a long period of time. But when we're talking about labor income, it's like new income every year, output, new output every year. And this is only operation. Right. And we also calculated in the study the impact of capital expenditures, because as Brett mentioned, the center expands significantly. And we just took the period of time from 2011 to 2019, and it's created impressive impact as well.
Right. So, Brett, you were saying you've been around for 50 years, right? And this is a calculation of only one of those years' impact, right, an annual calculation. But you mentioned expansion of this smart campus for you guys. What is that about? What does that look like?
So the latest thing, of course, that we probably all stumble across in the media is automated, connected, electric vehicles. And back in 2012, our folks alongside the federal folks at NHTSA started researching what sort of a campus would be required for these technologies. And in 2013, our chief operating officer, Ron Burton, alongside NHTSA, issued a white paper about that. So we spent about 5 years pressure testing the concepts with industry and government, the user groups, if you will, of that campus. We also spent time raising funds to, we're a small 501c3. So we spent time raising funds to actually put the asphalt down and build the facility. Jobs Ohio, fortunately, was a partner in the creation of the Smart Center. The Ohio State University, Ohio Department of Transportation, Drive Ohio, were other partners. And and we broke ground in 2018, 2019, we cut the ribbon on it. It's, if we put a ring around it, it's 540 acres. There's four key elements, a lab and control section where the clients work on a daily basis on their vehicles, a high-speed intersection, which is six lanes wide in each direction, but then also is 1.3 miles in length, fully configurable so that we have temporary lane striping and we can create scenarios that you might come across in various urban areas in the United States. And then an urban network of roadways. So what does that mean? It means New York City style blocks. So these are all the various scenarios that automated and connected vehicles will encounter. On top of that, we built a vehicle dynamics area, which is essentially, if you think about a rectangular asphalt pad, 23 acres large. And we can, if we can't create a scenario in the urban network or in the high-speed intersection, we'll go out to the vehicle dynamics area and we'll create that scenario there. And then we'll be able to test how these vehicles are doing in various situations, not only the configuration of the roadways and the signals that are involved and the signage that's involved, but then also using actors who are other vehicles to maybe create some mayhem and see what happens on the other side.
Are these testings so open to the public to watch the mayhem?
They are not. And that's why a number of folks have said, you know, the one of the greatest secrets in Ohio, because we're right off Route 33 in East Liberty, and there's a big berm between 33 and our facility. And not a whole lot of people in the past have known what happens behind that berm. So we should probably start charging admission, but confidentiality and security are key to our business because of the breadth of our clients and the type of research that are going on. So it is like a top secret facility.
But Jonathan, Jobs Ohio knows that it's there. So what does this research mean for the state and for you guys when you're, you know, leveraging Ohio as a place for companies to, you know, come and test these new technologies?
Well, I mean, as Brett indicated, I mean, in the Transportation Research Center is one of those cutting edge institutions. And, you know, from the state standpoint, you know, we talk about the history of history of mobility, history of the automotive space, right? Ohio has historically been and continues to be the largest producer of engines and the second largest producer of transmissions. And so as companies are involved in that type of propulsion, it's great that they have that access and availability to test those types of new technologies at the Transportation Research Center on the existing infrastructure. But, you know, as Brett had already indicated, as we see the industry moving forward into that, you know, next phase of propulsion in what we, you know, connected and autonomous and electrified mobility, you know, there are different ways of moving a car forward. There are different ways of testing that vehicle. And so we were fortunate that, you know, Brett and his team had already started looking at what they needed to do to move their facility forward, to continue to be on the cutting edge of offering the space, if you will, the resources to the industry at large. And then we're fortunate to be able to be in a position to assist companies that are looking to, you know, do great things. You know, we have programs, Jobs Ohio has programs that we use to assist companies from, you know, hiring, establishing operations. And this is no different. You know, this is an R&D type center. I think Brett would agree with that. And so again, we have programs that we have at our disposal to assist companies that are in those spaces to move their projects themselves forward as a company. And ultimately what that really does is not only benefit them as a company, helps them grow in Ohio, but also benefits all of Ohio. And particularly in this space is something we want to continue to see move forward as we see electrification and connected autonomous vehicles being more prevalent on the roadways.
My next question is, as students come to meet with me and talk to me about, you know, going to programs, if someone's really interested in working at TRC, what are the different types of jobs there and how do you end up working there too, so you can see the mayhem?
So, man, am I glad you asked that question.
How can I see the mayhem?
Go to trcpg.com/careers. And I'm sure we can put some sort of a header across the screen because I would love to drive traffic to the website. We're actually in the process of, like many companies, revising the way we recruit, and we're on a tour and we're talking to everyone on college campuses. And at the same time, folks at career centers who are just coming out of high school and may have not chosen a major yet. And in the other, kind of on the other end of education, we're talking to some who are research scientists and have long established careers. We're, as Irina mentioned, we're 450-ish in numbers of employees. And we have everything from automotive technicians to test drivers, to project managers and project engineers. I mentioned research scientists. We have several here at TRC who are globally recognized in their field. So a real wide spectrum of employees. We're hiring across all of those disciplines right now. And it's all been because of the growth that we've recently experienced and are looking to continue over the next several years. It wouldn't be a stretch for me to think 3 years out, we're probably 700 to 800 people. So if anyone has the interest, as I said, Transportation Research Center on the web, and there's a career page, and we're happy to have people come down and check it out, because we offer something unique in terms of experiences, and the benefits are not like any benefit package I've found anywhere else. So
yes,
Kristen, maybe we can pull you and Molly in.
Yeah. We'll come down. We'll do like a live podcast, down there. Yeah, live podcast.
Witnessing the mayhem.
Yeah, that should literally be the title of the podcast, is witness. Would you like to witness mayhem? But no, so I think this is really interesting, because a lot of the students that I talk to on a day-to-day basis, you know, when they're 5 years old, if they didn't select doctor, teacher, nurse, you know, business person, they're kind of lost at, okay, so what do you do? But this is somebody who would be really interested in, you know, transportation safety, which we do public safety management on this side. We work with the Ohio Department of Transportation. So it would be right along those lines of someone who maybe would want to work in safety.
Mm-hmm. And what we've seen recently with our kind of newer sets of clients, and I reference companies that are new to mobility and separate them from kind of old line automotive manufacturers, but the ones that are really researching automated and connected vehicles, the skill sets that we see for the ones that we're hiring for software operator positions, for operators of those vehicles, really are kind of similar to what I see my teenage daughters doing when they're online doing some gaming. You know, it's the skill sets are very similar to processing multiple streams of information in real time and making adjustments to plan in real time and interacting with the technology. In this case, it's a vehicle to help it make decisions and prove out the technology that companies are spending billions and billions of dollars to create.
So you're talking about a very high skilled workforce that you have. And Irina, you mentioned that in the analysis as well, right? These are good paying jobs, highly skilled jobs. These are the kinds of positions, I would imagine, Jonathan, that Jobs Ohio wants to encourage in the companies that it supports in the state and fosters and also brings here. So, you know, Irina, but you talked about that from an operations and just the jobs that they have. What else did you find in the research? So the economic impact of just the operations, what else was there that you guys looked at?
Well, we also look at the economic impact of capital expenditures. And although people used to think of capital expenditures as a like 1 year project and then they leave, but if we have company like TRC that is continuously growing and continuously keep, alive building operations, then we have a really sizable impact of capital expenditures. And that's why we look at those expenditures over time, because it's kind of, they were building continuously. And over the period of time since 2011 to 2019, there was additional about 67 million created in output from construction jobs. Although it wasn't big employment, because this is kind of not the goal to employ people over that, but it does create a really sizable economic impact across the whole state. If you think about this on the continuous basis, so it creates just in the supply chain about 80 additional jobs and the total about like 120 jobs additionally in the economy. And it created another sizable impact in taxes and labor income. So we need to think about these organizations as creating impact on different facets, from how they're expanding their facilities, how they operate annually, what type of labor they employ. And as Brett mentioned, this is great for the reputation of Ohio, but you also need to think about the companies that want to co-locate near facilities like this transportation center, that company that will be attracted to bring their headquarters, bring their branch near this facility. So this is the big attraction and big opportunity, what we are also calling to trickle down effect for other benefits for the state and regional economy where TRC is located.
And you sort of mentioned that, Brett, right? Which was the next 50 years. So what do those next 50 years look like for you guys and for the state around transportation and what you guys are doing?
Well, the good news is that we have that rich history, and so it's kind of in our DNA. And there's a lot of like-minded partners with momentum behind them to carry that forward. I mentioned Drive Ohio, which is an organization set up to really usher businesses into the state alongside Jobs Ohio that are interested in this part of the mobility spectrum, automated, connected, electrified. That also includes a group called Fly Ohio, which is the drones. And there's a convergence coming with all of these technologies, whether we're talking about urban air mobility and autonomous taxis in the sky, or we're talking about the vehicles that we've talked about at the beginning. So across the state, from the governor's office to Jobs Ohio to One Columbus, which is our local economic development partner, there's people grinding 24/7 on propelling the state forward and doing great things. And we're on the technology prove out and the client side of that equation. So the good news is that we have another, in the last fiscal year, we've had six companies co-locate with us on our campus. I'll mention Waymo because they talked about us first. We don't talk about many of our clients, but they said that they were setting up here in Ohio at TRC. They're a very active partner in our recruiting efforts to bring employees in. And we have others, as I said, that have already co-located. We have a long list of companies who are trying to co-locate. And so it's kind of, for us, it's a matter of building space as fast as we can to welcome those companies in. And as I said, we're thankful for the partnership that we have with Jobs Ohio and One Columbus and others, because that's making all of that happen.
And it speaks to what was earlier said by Molly, that what we calculated, it's a pretty conservative economic impact. we didn't include any expenditures that done by the partners and clients of TerraC that are coming from out of state and spend their visitor money here, which I'm sure happening year round. We didn't count any effect of co-location and attraction of having TRC and its operation. So what we count is just, you know, isolated company, what it would cost for, if you will, for the state of Ohio to lose this company if it leaves, right? This is the chunk of the economy we will lose. And that's an assumption based on which we calculate this economic impacts. But again, there are many positive externalities, if you will, from having this company in Ohio.
Well, we can calculate all of that, Irene, in the sequel, right?
Yeah.
Always happy to do
2.0.
that.
2.0.
Well, in the next couple of years of that growth, it sounds as if there needs to be a revisit to update that, given all that you plan to have going on and what looks like is, you know, really happening. Because that calculation is a snapshot of a point in time. It doesn't capture you know, the growth and evolution. So you have to take a moment and look back, right?
Yeah,
our own, our own version of reality programming.
Well, I think the other thing that's probably worth mentioning is that, you know, the activity that was originally started at the Transportation Research Center around being able to design, test, and deploy, you know, automation and mobility, that's actually kind of grown out of the Transportation Research Center, because now you can start there, and Brett, correct me, you can do closed loop testing there and then move out onto Route 33 corridor and do open road testing. And that leads into some activity that's actually also going on in Marysville, where you have an urban setting where you have connected connected traffic lights and those types of things. So really, there's actually more growth that's happening that hasn't been measured by ARENA yet, that, you know, started at Transportation Research Center, has moved out into, you know, 35 miles of Route 33 and now into another community that's also doing testing. So we're creating our own little, actually not so little, test bed right there in the center of Ohio.
And then Jonathan, I think that's the kind of what I mentioned about like-minded forward-leaning partners. There's research going on the I-70 corridor between Columbus and the Indianapolis border. There's the connected corridor, Route 33, from East Liberty down to the Dublin area. Connected Marysville, Dublin is moving forward with its connected ecosystem. The entire Columbus area is becoming more connected. So, you know, there's a good system of partners and folks here to drive all of this forward.
So what are we looking at to make TRC not such a secret in the state, right? What does it take to fulfill the governor's dream when he, you know, first said, what if we could become this, you know, this transportation research center? And it seems like the industry knows that, but for the broader public. And I guess maybe, Jonathan, that's, you know, a Jobs Ohio thing, right? Is taking the research, the information, what goes on, and really making people understand the asset that Ohio has.
Well, I apologize. I think I may have lost you there with the connectivity. So, you know, probably the thing I would say, and Brett, correct me, we probably don't need the general public to know, except from an employment standpoint, because he doesn't want people sneaking over the berm to see all the test vehicles. But from that standpoint, I think we're working actively. I mean, we actually partnered together, and I'll say in old times, pre-COVID, we would travel together, his team and our folks from Jobs Ohio and some of our local economic development partners and regional partners like One Columbus, we would travel together to conferences to showcase not only Ohio, but some of the assets in Ohio, you know, that being Transportation Research Center, that being the Center for Automotive Research at OSU. And so again, you know, we've worked and are continuing to work to try to, I guess, showcase what Ohio has to offer to the business community, particularly in the automotive and mobility space. But again, it's opportunities like this where, you know, we're taking that next step. You know, this is something we would have done. We would have wanted to do this research, but I don't know if we would have actually thought about doing podcasts on the research to maybe highlight how important and the type of assets that exist here in our state, particularly with TRC.
I think you have to let general public know about it, especially now when everybody's experiencing the shortages of their supply of labor. You want to plant the seeds in the heads of moms and dads that this wonderful opportunity exists in Ohio. Send your kids here because they can have lineup job right here in your backyard. And the parents would love to have their kids to stay within the couple of hours trip rather than, you know, reaching them up from Arizona, Texas. We have tech opportunities right here. And I think it's a very powerful and important message. And this podcast is one of them, but I bet you want to reach out now for that future workforce that will take TRC from 500 employees to 700 employees.
Right.
Yeah, and we're absolutely doing that. And the great thing, so I arrived here 6 years ago, next month actually, so my 6 year anniversary, and found a group of employees who I had not come across an environment where there was a sense on an individual level, a sense of ownership of what they do. And, you know, small town East Liberty, but the work plays out on a global stage. And I think that helps drive that sense of ownership. And that's one of the things that really drew me to the place was the people, and the growth is all about the people. I should have the numbers off the top of my head, but I don't. But we have one employee that I'm thinking of who's been here in the early, like 44 decades plus. And we have a handful of employees who have been here 3 decades. And we've got a lot of employees who have been here celebrating 20 something anniversaries. And I think that's pretty unique in these times. And I think it's a cross section of the environment, the people they're working with, the content of the work. So that's the story that we're telling when we're out recruiting.
I was going to say, it must be nice to have like tech jobs here in Ohio and also the affordability of living in Ohio. I'm also going to say that Midwestern people are super nice as well.
Boom.
But you kind of have that trifecta. It's the what it sounds like is you have the technology job, the affordability, and I'm gonna say niceness.
And nice weather lately too. So that would help.
All seasons.
All seasons.
It's an all the seasons.
Water.
Yes. I also want to point out in Ohio, we do have all the seasons in 1 week. You will have 1 week and experience all the seasons.
Well, it's more, you'll get to experience them more than once a year.
Right. Right. You can, in just 1 week, all the seasons.
Well, we have it all.
All of it. Well, does anyone have any final thoughts about all of this? Is there anything we need to cover real quick? I think this is so exciting for Ohio.
I from TRC standpoint, I would just like to thank Irina and Jonathan and everyone who's been involved, because it's been more than just the three of us in kind of telling this story and the ongoing support. And I definitely would say kind of keep your eyes on the media, because TRC will be making some noise as we go forward. Molly and Kristen, and just the ongoing partnerships are what's driving the state forward. So thanks for that.
Well, maybe we'll make it down there in person and do a live face to face.
Yeah.
Podcast
report on the mayhem.
Report on the mayhem. Yes.
We can do that.
Yeah, as you go over the rumble strips, it'll be fun. We just like to probably thank CSU and Irina. I mean, from our standpoint at Jobs Ohio, we always recognize the importance of the Transportation Research Center, but it's great for us to be able to quantify that relationship that they provide to the state. So thank you to CSU and Arena.
And from CSU, I just want to thank also our partnership, having such a wonderful partners and conducting such a lively and timely and important research. It's important, and I only can reiterate that we are very grateful to this partnership, because we also can involve our students and show them how great research are about our economy, how great is our state and the jobs that they can have, and just encourage them to come here, stay here, and make it even more prosperous for all of us.
Absolutely. Well, thanks everybody for being on this podcast today. I really appreciate it. I am now super excited about the transportation that's happening in Ohio with TRC. I'm always happy to learn the new research centers and everything that's really cool that's happening in Ohio. So thanks again, Molly. Thank you to you, Molly, for being here with me as always. And if there's nothing left, please like, subscribe, share, and check out, I'm going to put in the description to this, the link to TRC, so that you can check them out and check out their careers. Other than that, everyone.
And link to the TRC study. This study is available on our website. You can look at them, download them, and spread the word around.
Absolutely. We'll put all that so you can read all of the excellent research being done. All right. Thanks, everybody. And that's all.